Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Dr. Bloom had asked four questions about our walk with God. Let's continue with these questions today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I think it's important that right now that you ask yourself these four questions concerning your walk with God. First of all, is your walk with God based on the Word of God? In other words, is my walk in complete accord with already distinctly revealed principles found in the Scriptures? Secondly, am I willing to wait? In other words, is a patient attitude prevalent in my life, or do I try to get ahead of the Lord? Thirdly, let's ask ourselves, is it for God's glory? Is my main and prime concern to glorify God in all things, or do I want to get credit and notice from my fellow man? Is it about my ease? Is it about my comfort and pleasure? And finally, ask yourself, does it bring peace? He will keep his heart in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Jehovah. Bring those requests, those supplications, bring them all to the Lord, and He will keep your heart, and He will give it peace. Walk according to the Scripture, and it brings peace and joy, regardless of the circumstances. My friend, is your walk, regardless of the circumstances, bringing peace in your life because that walk is with God? Oh, my Christian friend, let me encourage you that as we complete this chapter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, to allow these things to speak to your heart and to have things right with God. Let the master architect perfect and to build and to complete the design of His divine holiness, His divine design on your life. Won't you do that? Now, let me also say this. We have mentioned in this study that there are Christians who will be saved so as by fire. There are those who will be ashamed, although they're saved, at His appearing. But that person is 1 billion times better off than the person who dies without Christ. The lowest man in heaven is 1 billion times better off than the best man in hell. My friend, hell is reality. It is a literal burning lake of fire. Revelation 20, 14 and 15 tells us, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Yes, that's a real place. But who goes to that lake of fire? Well, the Bible tells us in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Now, he said the wages of sin. He didn't say the wages of a great big sin. The wages of certain types of sin, the wages of a lot of sins. No, he just said the wages of sin is death. You realize that when Adam and Eve sinned, that's where it all started? In Romans 5:12, it says, wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now, what was the sin of Adam and Eve? Well, they ate of a fruit of the tree that was forbidden. One sin. Now, there are those of you who are parents that have told your children they couldn't have a piece of candy before the meal. That candy, that fruit, or whatever it was that was sitting there in a little dish on a table. But they snuck it. And boy, they got spanked, or they got in trouble. Well, the Lord told them, Adam and Eve, in the day that you eat thereof, you'll surely die. And that very day, man was separated from God. You know, it's interesting. I was listening to someone the other day saying, boy, wasn't that something that Adam and Eve were in a garden and did not know they were naked? And you know, the first 3 days of creation, we find that there was a morning and an evening, and that was the first day. And there was light for those first 3 days. On the fourth day, God created the sun, the moon, and the stars. So that brings the question of what lit those first 3 days? Well, I believe it was Jesus Christ. In heaven, he's the light, and it'll be 7 times brighter, not hotter, but brighter than the sun. And I believe that Adam and Eve were actually clothed in light. But the moment they sinned, that light was separated from them. That was death. They were separated from God. They died spiritually that day. They wouldn't die physically for a long time to come, but they died. Yes, the wages of sin is death. And Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All, that's this preacher, that's you, my friend. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do you realize that the purpose in Jesus' coming was to save us from our sin? It's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from our sins, the Bible says. For the wages of sin is death, that is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. The wages, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, the wages of sin is death. But the gift, not something that we've earned, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But wait a minute, we've already sinned. We've already earned death. We've already earned going to that lake of fire where one never ceases to exist, where Revelation 14 says they're tormented day and night forever and ever, and they have no rest, and there's no escape. So, if we've sinned, we're doomed, and we've all sinned. So, how can he give us this gift when we've already earned death? Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Did you see that? While we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. He paid the penalty. Do you realize you don't have to work for your salvation? Jesus Christ did all the work. You just have to have the heart that is willing to believe. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. We read in Acts 17:30. In Acts 20:21, he says that he preached repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. But again, repentance is not a work. That's why we read in John 3:16-17 about God so loving this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. However, my friend, verses 19 through 21, after that free offer of salvation, says, men loved darkness rather than light. That means they weren't willing to have a repentant heart to come to the light. They didn't want to come to righteousness. And that's why we read in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now you must believe that Jesus Christ not only died and paid the penalty for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, as he said he did, but you must also believe that he literally, physically rose up from the dead. And then he says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Now, there are those out there that preach today, my friend, for with the heart man believeth, and that Jesus did all the work. Because he did all the work, just believe. Just believe. You don't even have to call. You don't even have to do anything else. Just believe. You can go out and live like you want to. Just believe. Well, that's not a repentant heart. You see, repentance, again, is not doing penance, doing work. Jesus did all the work. But it's a heart attitude that's willing for him to take your sin away. So what should you do? Admit that you're a sinner. Be willing for Christ to take your sin away. That's the idea of repentance. And believing that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for your sins and died for you, and 3 days later physically rose up from the dead, through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come to your heart and life as your God and Savior. My friend, I'm going to pray a prayer right now, and the prayer that I pray will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean this from your heart, then I want to ask you to pray this prayer right now, right where you are. You're wanting to receive Christ. You're wanting him to save you from your sin. You're wanting him to give you everlasting life. Then pray this prayer, won't you? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, to my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, and you meant it, then sit down and write us. You can either email us through our website, or you can write us a letter at our physical address, which our announcer will give you in just a few moments. I do have the book, Building Blocks. I would love to send to you. And if you'll just write for it and ask for it, I'll send it to you absolutely free. Just tell me that, Brother Andy, I got saved listening to the radio broadcast today, and I'll be more than happy to send that to you. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the Word of God to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.